And that's the bottom line, because John McCain said so.
I am ready to rumble.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, 877-365-3636. That's the number to call to get on the air. I'm kind of...
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Excited to talk to this guy.
Sure. He's a cool guy.
This is a very, very cool guy, and I think we know an awful lot about him. We're going to talk to Tom Green. Tom, are you there? Oh, Tom.
Rob, how's everyone doing? Yeah, good to be on the show.
Hey,
yeah.
Tom, how are you?
Oh, really good. I'm excited to be on your show today, actually.
And we are thrilled to death to have noted Canadian Mr. Mr. Tom Green on our show. Tom, you've done so many different things. You've been everywhere. You've done everything. Now, I'm kind of addicted to hopping on your website and watching TomGreen.com. I never, maybe I'm just not savvy enough to negotiate the website. I can never tell what time of day it is, when you're on live, when you're not on live, because right. Really, when you click on TomGreen.com and you go to his show, mm-hmm. There's something going on all the time, and it's, I guess, did you do 8 weeks of the show? Is that how it worked?
Well, we just finished doing our first sort of 8 weeks, 5 nights a week stretch, but we've been actually doing the show about, you know, maybe a little over a year and a half now, just, with, you know, the thing that's, you know, to set it up for your listeners is, we built the studio in my living room.
How cool is that? How cool is it to have a talk show set in your house?
Yeah, it's been interesting.
Like I bet both good and bad, I would imagine. Right?
You know, there's been some fun nights, you know, and Andy Dick and Steve-O from Jackass, you know, jumping all over the furniture and stuff. But it's been really fun. We've been getting lots of, you know, really great comedians have been coming up to my house, and funny people like, you know, Andrew Dice Clay's been up, just, and we've become real good friends just from doing the show together. You know,
now I would imagine if you got Andy Dick and Steve-O in your house, you know, even under normal circumstances, you'd want to throw them out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, not when the cameras are rolling, at least.
I saw a little bit of Steve-O. I didn't see the Andy Dick segment, but you know, those are guys that have had their moments. They're special moments. Get the impression when I'm watching your show, Tom, that, and maybe it's because it's in your living room, it doesn't have the same vibe as a regular talk show you would see on television, because it seems like these are all your buddies that are dropping by.
Hanging out.
I mean, do you book guests based on the fact that you've got, you know, these personal relationships, or are you booking them just like you would book them on a normal television show?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I think that's kind of the tone we're trying to set, that it is a real relaxed vibe. And I think people do sort of let their guard down a little bit when they come up to hang out at your house. But no, we have a sort of a small crew that puts the show together here. I have a talent booker, and it's funny. A lot of the people that you see in the show, I'm just meeting for the first time too. But you know, we end up having I've made some pretty good friends doing the show, because it is a real relaxed vibe up here. And I think that's kind of what makes the show, you know, interesting. You know, what we're doing now though, that's really
what are you
exciting.
Doing? What are you doing now?
We just basically. We built a mobile command center, okay, out of prosumer electronics. You know, basically, you know these DV cameras and all this stuff. We got about six of those. We're running them through a switcher, and we're able to go live from anywhere in the world.
All right,
and we're taking off. We're taking off Wednesday, and we're driving up through. Up to Montana, basically. L.A. to Montana, in fact.
Nice. And, a little taste of Western America. What could possibly go wrong with that, Tom?
Yeah, no, it's going to be fun. But, you know, the thing that's real cool about it, you'll probably really appreciate this, the technical aspect, which I kind of get hopped up about pretty much, is, you know, we're literally able to roll up to one of our viewers' houses. We'll be online, you know. You know, people are going to be able to communicate with us as we travel across the country at
TomGreen.com.
They can come and email and send videos and actually call in live on a video Skype system.
Yeah, I wanted to stop you right there, because I was watching, who'd you have on? Oh, boy. Rob Schneider. You had Rob Schneider on, and he was on the Skype. He said he was calling in from Mexico. I plead guilty as far as not being savvy about the internet. What is Skype? What is the Skype?
You know, it's basically, it just turns your computer into a video conferencing phone. You know?
So you can go, like, anybody can have a Skype, right? You can just buy the camera out there at Best Buy and you're all set.
Yeah, so on our show, there's a talk show desk in my living room, and on the desk we have a computer monitor sitting on the desk.
Right.
So across from the guest, so we'll have, you know, Val Kilmer's come up and done the show, and he'll be sitting looking right into the lens, and you have somebody from England calling up getting to actually have a sort of a real-time face-to-face conversation with Val Kilmer.
So I just like the name of it, cool. The Skype. I like it better than a picture
phone.
Yeah,
the Skype.
Sounds more sophisticated. But you were talking about the show. Go ahead.
But we're going to be doing this. We're going to be able to do this now live from the road.
Wow.
You know, with no connection. We're just using a cell phone card connection. And, you know, people, as we're, say, rolling through Indiana, could say, hey, come to our house. And if they were to say that, we would possibly go to their house and do a show live from their house.
Now, one of the things I was reading about you, Tom, is that you handle all your own email. You answer all the email from your fans. Isn't that right, that you communicate with the viewers of your show online on a regular basis?
Yeah, pretty much so, yeah. Like, if you go to the site, there's lots of little sections. You can go to an email section and interact with, you know, the blog, basically. Mm-hmm. You know, that's kind of how this sort of spun out of control. I got into, you know, blogging a couple of years ago. And
would you allow me to would you allow me to blow a little smoke up your ass, Tom Green?
You know, shoot.
You were talking about having Steve-O on the show. I would imagine that you're kind of a hero to a guy like Steve-O, because when you look at the Sacha Baron Cohen and Borat, and you look at the Jackass movies, I mean, Tom, you were doing this stuff.
First.
You pioneered all this stuff. You were the first one.
Yeah.
And the thing still makes me laugh.
Well,
you were unmerciful to your parents. I don't know how I don't know how they tolerated you. Jackass took that from you. I mean, those guys did that.
Right.
You did it before anybody else did that. And you really, the camera would roll and you would do just about anything. And in the current climate, I'm curious to know. I know we've had to scale back so much of what's done on the radio. I would imagine you have even more of a tough time when you're dealing with corporate America as far as television is concerned.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely had my battles with the censors, certainly on my first show on MTV. That was,
right.
You know, I think when you're in, you know, I was in my 20s at the time, too, and I was kind of, I think you have a little bit more of that, you know, I had a little bit more of that sort of desire to really change the, you know, the sort of boundaries of what you can put on TV, and you know, as long as it's in good fun, and as long as it's no one's getting hurt, you know,
right.
And it's ridiculous, but you know, that was always something that was exciting to me. But you know, it's like the gross outside of it, you know, only had a certain amount, sort of place. You can't go much further than sucking milk out of a cow's udder.
You know? I still remember, you know, the moment I first saw that.
That is one of the greatest moments on camera. I've never seen anything quite like it.
So I kind of decided a few years ago, you know, I really, you know, really do enjoy doing just a talk show, just from the sort of traditional sense, you know, like, you know, I grew up, you know, I've sort of really gotten into sort of going back and watching a lot of the older, you know, Jack Parr shows and things like this.
Right.
I'm, you know, become a real fan of some of the classic 60s stuff, and I just basically, you know, kind of am enjoying doing things that are like this, that are a little more interactive, not necessarily always quite as gross and stuff, but fun, you know.
What is the is there anything in particular from all your television programs, and you've done a variety of things, and a lot of movie work as well, but would the testicle thing have to be the top of your list as far as what you did, as far as groundbreaking? I mean, nobody done anything even remotely like that before.
Well, you know, that was kind of like a pretty crazy time in my life, because I was just in the middle of doing my show, and then
right.
basically got diagnosed with testicular cancer,
right.
And you know, so that would, you know, but I'm fine. I'm doing fine now and everything, which is good.
Yeah, how are you? Is your health
doing
okay?
Doing fine, you know. They removed the right testicle. You know, not that you asked. I know you didn't ask specifics. But
I always thought it was the left one, Tom.
Yeah,
I always
removed the right one. The left one's still doing fine, though. Everything's working fine.
Good.
But
I thought when you said right, you meant correct.
They didn't get the wrong one.
Thank God they got the right one.
But you know, the thing is, it was a pretty sort of wild show to document, because we, you know, obviously sort of it was a decision that was, you know, I did it, I think, personally, just because it was probably helped me deal with having cancer, was
probably
just to keep the cameras rolling, you know, and it was certainly I think that might be up on the website, but
Got it. I mean, there's so much content on your website. It's amazing to watch.
TomGreen.com.
Now, as far as your movie work, are we going to see you in the movies? I mean, you've been here, you've been there as far as your movie work, or is this what you're focusing on? You got a tour coming up too, right?
Yeah, well, this tour is basically, you know, right now, the next couple of weeks, I'm just taking off literally on a real sort of grassroots, like raw level. This is me and two guys in an RV, and we're going to be, you know, a couple, you know, that work here, a couple of tech guys that work with me. We're going to take off and just go do this sort of roving guerrilla multicam studio, which is, you know, it's pretty ridiculous. We're just going to kind of cruise around small towns and set up, you know, multi-camera shoots on the street corners and just kind of mess with some people and have some fun. And that's all going to be going live onto TomGreen.com. So, I mean, maybe we can check in from the road or something in a couple of weeks.
Oh,
or whatever.
Please do. Yeah, sure. We would love it. Because when I watch...
Because it'd be cool if you guys could follow along with the trip, you know, but, you know, we're going to be going live from the highway. It's kind of a, you know, sort of trying to pull a Charles Carralt on crack kind of thing, you know?
I like it.
Is Montana going to be the stopping point, or will you continue on from Montana?
I think we're going up to Montana, and then we're going to head actually west, further west, and then come back down the coast through, you know, San Francisco and Seattle and down through California.
May I recommend Sacramento this time of year?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, not only do we have, and I've always found Sacramento to be our meanest listeners around the country, Tom. I find them to be very special. Nobody enjoys hatred more than Sacramento. And I don't just say Sacramento. I include Modesto, Chico, Folsom.
Stockton,
California. Fabulous. Yeah. Hey, would you be willing to take a few phone calls from our listening audience?
Oh, yeah, no problem.
All right, if you want to talk to Tom Green right now, 877-365-3636. I've got to take I got to take this call because I've been looking at it for 5 minutes. It's Joe from Bowie, who has his pants around his ankles. Does that mean you're a Tom Green fan, Joe? Joe, are you there?
I'm here, but I didn't call for Tom Green.
What did you call for, Joe?
Oh, I called to ask Ben a question.
Oh, stop it. That's very rude to our guest. Tom, I should point out we were talking about our executive producer's breasts.
Wait a minute. He had his pants around his ankles? How do you know this? Is this on the computer in front of you?
Tom, we work on the honor system on the radio. We always have.
Maybe we could get one of those Skypes.
See, that would be the call that I wouldn't have taken. You know?
See, I thought he had his pants around his ankles
excited.
For you.
Yeah.
That's something that... we do on the show is I've my home phone number's up on the website, so people basically are calling me all the time. So
nice.
I'm used to having weirdos with their pants around their ankles calling in. It's the internet, you know. The internet gets some weirdos calling. You know?
It's the perfect area for you because it is Dodge City. Anything goes. Let's go to Andrew. Andrew, you got a question for Tom Green?
Just wanted to give him props for the old school movie Road Trip.
Oh yeah,
remember the. No, I was wondering if you could do that part live where and the owl sings,
hoo-hoo.
Remember that?
And the salmon
thing.
I appreciate
that. That's the kind of calls we get on the Mike O'Mara Show.
That's a really good call, actually.
That was a good call, yeah.
Let's take a call from Brian. Brian, I don't know where you're calling from, but you are on the air with Tom Green. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, Brian, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Tom?
Good. Where are you?
I'm right now. I'm in my car on my way home from work in Virginia.
What part of the country are you in?
I'm in Virginia, the East Coast.
Oh, okay, man. Maybe we'll head out that direction on our trip.
Oh man, I'd say you could have some fun in Virginia.
Yeah.
And you know, we'd recommend going through the Triad, where our executive producer is from too. The Carolinas.
Great.
There's nothing like the Carolinas.
Great
in the summertime.
Trim down there.
Oh, yeah.
Brian, do you have a call for? You have a question for Tom Green?
Yes, sir. Before I ask the question, Mike, I want to congratulate you on the show. I love you.
Thank you. I love your
crew, and that's it. Tom, quick question about your sidekick, Glenn Humplick. What's the deal with him? Where's he at? Did he die, or is he okay?
No. He's doing good. He's living in Canada, and he's doing well. He's sort of he's not working on the show anymore because he decided to move back to Canada. He missed home, you know. So.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well,
I'm stuck down here in Los Angeles with a TV studio in my living room.
I've been following your show since I was like a youngin, and you're awesome. Like Mike said, you're a pioneer in this type of, you know, comedy, and I wish you the best, man. I'll keep tuning to your shows, and hopefully I can see you on the network or any network
or any
channel.
You got great callers. I love
that. We have wonderful callers. Brian, thank you.
Pop me off an email at the site then, at tomgreen.com. That'd be cool.
Brian, thank you for the call. You know, speaking of Canada, and we've been talking about it, a noted Canadian, you learn things on Tom Green's show. I did not realize that Canada was the second largest country in the world.
Yeah, it's a big one, isn't it?
It's a big, big country. And I like the fact that you got mad when Saget thought you should know every area of Canada. I enjoyed that part of it. I like it. It's still that Tom Green edge, which we all know and love.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's been on, honestly, the best thing about doing the show the last 2 years is it's really kind of, you know, you know, when you're going on every day in your own house, you can almost sometimes be almost too, you know, honest, I think, a bit. You know, I get a little flustered sometimes, and it's kind of fun. It's kind of taught me, I think, to, you know, calm down a little bit. You know, it's you know, just relax and have a good time with the show. Over the last couple of years, it's getting. I think it's going to be a silly new season. We're going to turn the sort of some of the older kind of sillier stuff up a notch, I think, on this trip. So,
how difficult? You know, you say you get flustered. How difficult was it for you during the Drew Barrymore period when your life all of a sudden, you know, you go from being wacky comedian who, you know, has this zany show to Tom Green, tabloid fodder?
Yeah.
And how difficult a time was that for you in your life?
Well, you know, I mean, it was, you know, was. It was definitely, you know, there was definitely a fast learning curve going on there.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I imagine.
You know, I was pretty thrown because I'd just been sick with cancer, so it was basically, you know, everything was kind of sort of seemed a little ridiculous for a couple of years there, especially after having just moved down to, you know, the States from Canada. But you know, it's cool. You know, certainly an interesting time.
Does you know, the fact that you hit big, you hit big so fast. I mean, the whole experience out there, I love the fact that you, in a way, when I see you doing this TV show on TomGreen.com from your living room, I get the impression that you're kind of thumbing your nose at all of Hollywood.
Sure.
It really is. It gets that feel to it. I really like it. And who's the guy that plays the accordion on the show?
Oh, that's Count Smokula.
Count Smokula, yes.
He's sort of one of our, you know, regular, you know, friends who pops by. We get a lot of,
like,
you know, real kind of eccentric, you know, funny acts and guests on. Yeah, you know, it's what I really enjoy about it, Mike, and is it's like you're kind of, you know, it's I've got a, you know, a relatively small audience, you know, in the grand scheme of things here, but you know, there's nobody telling us what to do.
Right.
There's no rules, and you know, can turn it on when we're not actually in full production. We actually syndicate the show to television in Canada on the comedy network.
I was going to ask you about that because I got the impression when I go to TomGreen.com that even though you are doing it on the internet, it is a very easy transition to turn that show into a regular television show.
Yeah. We're basically, you know, it's on in Canada, and we're, you know, trying to figure out how to get it on television. But you know, the thing is when we're not actually doing the TV shows, which, you know, we go in and do sort of an 8-week run of them kind of thing, and then we take a break. We're still, you know, flipping the thing on all the time, you know, on the site and just basically having some fun with it. And that's kind of the experience of, you know, that I really enjoy about it is, you know, you don't feel like you have that pressure that you have, you know, when it's a job necessarily, although it is sort of a business I'm trying to run.
Sure.
There's no creative restrictions of any sort. It's very free form. You know, if I feel like going on the air and taking some phone calls and goofing around, you know, just because I feel up to it, sometimes we'll flip it on, go on for a couple of hours, order a pizza, interview the Chinese food delivery guy. You know,
it's great.
Yeah,
and it's you. Fun. It's all real you. Hey, listen, we know you're very generous with your time. Can you do you have time to take our Get to Know Me quiz very, very quickly?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
All right,
yeah.
We'll let you go right after this. We do this with every celebrity that ever comes on the show. Okay. Without further ado, it's time for
Get to Know Me!
Get to Know Me, Tom Green.
All right.
Tom Green edition. Uh-oh. We've got 14 questions. Please answer them as truthfully as possible, Tom.
Oh, boy. Okay, geez. I'm glad I'm not hooked up to a lie detector.
Now, I know the answer to this first question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. I went to the website. Tom Green, question number one, do you have any pets?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I have... I have two dogs, two huskies, and a green-winged macaw, basically a big red parrot that's actually on the show quite a bit. Yeah.
Very good. Question number two, are you or have you ever been religious?
Well, you know, when I was younger, we went to church, you know, on Sundays until I was maybe around 7 or 8 years old. Then I kind of must admit I'm more, you know, privately, you know, spiritual, but, you know, not yeah, I would say I am.
Don't worry, Tom. It's okay.
I'll say yes.
Question number three.
I think I have to go to church this Sunday.
Do you own a gun?
I'm not sure what I should say here. I've got a lot of wacky people out there on the internet that, you know, I'm worried might show up at my house. So
okay.
Maybe I should just say that I do.
Okay, very, yeah, that's, you know what? Smart answer. Question number four, are you a sports fan?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, especially hockey.
Especially when
the Ottawa Senators are in the playoffs. So
Sorry about that. I apologize. You know, I know it's been a tough year for Ottawa.
Yeah.
We're kind of going out of our minds tonight with the Game 7 against the Flyers here in Washington, D.C., Tom.
Yeah, last year was a heartbreaker for me personally, for Ottawa, you know.
Question number five, what is your opinion of the elderly?
Oh, I have nothing but the most respect for the elderly.
God good bless you, Tom. Question number six, may we see the contents of your wallet?
Sure, yeah.
All right, what's in there right now?
We'll have to fire up the Skype.
We'll wait for the Skype. Question number seven, what is your favorite food?
Ooh. Jeez, I don't know. I like eating everything, really, pretty much. Sushi.
Sushi.
Ah, good
sushi.
Answer.
Question number eight, who is the greatest American of all time?
Oh, boy. This is a...
Or Canadian.
Yeah, we'll actually substitute Canadian.
It's a political question. Okay, well, it's easy if I can say Canadian.
All right,
greatest
Canadian of all time.
Sure.
Pierre Elliott Trudeau.
Pierre Trudeau.
Yeah.
I know that dude. Quite the ladies' man.
Yes, former Prime Minister.
Long-time
Prime Minister of Canada.
Interesting hair.
Yes.
Question number nine. What
very funny guy, you know, if this is of interest to you guys, you know, from a broadcasting standpoint, for sure.
Not really.
Go on YouTube and type in Pierre Trudeau and look at some of the old 60s news footage of him just taking on the media in sort of a almost ahead of its time kind of way. He was quite a funny guy.
Bianca Jagger jumps to mind. Didn't he hang out with her for a while?
Yeah, I think he actually dated Barbara Streisand or
yeah.
something.
He partied. He would be at Studio 54.
He was a cocksmithy.
Yes, he was.
He was. Question number 10. When the time comes, when it's that time, nature calls, do you fold or crinkle, Tom Green?
Oh, wait, what's the question again?
It's a toilet paper question, Tom. When the time comes, do you fold or crinkle?
Jeez, I don't even really think I know what that means, really.
Well, it would really be either folding neatly or balling up into a big wad.
Folding.
Folding. Very good. Very nice. Very
Why, do people do that? People ball it up into a wad?
You're talking to one of them right here, Tom.
Really?
It's a USA thing.
I don't even really know how that would work.
Oh, it's exactly. An American thing. Well, we're a wasteful people.
I'll draw you a picture.
It's an American thing. Okay,
it's an American thing.
Yeah,
question number 11. What scares you?
Oh, man. Traffic.
Traffic.
Oncoming traffic.
Directly coming towards you.
Yeah. Yes.
Question number 12. Name one TV show that you try to never miss.
Well, you know, I've become such a news junkie lately. You know, I'm just on CNN all the time. I'd have to say Larry King Live.
Oh, that's really? A surprise. All right. Very good. Question number 13. Two more. How many times a day do you brush your teeth?
You know, probably four or five times a day, but not for long enough. I'm told.
Still, you get applause for the four or five.
I'm told I need to get one of these Sonicare brushes.
Oh, yes. Okay. All right.
You should.
We'll send you
one for coming on the show.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I think that's a good idea on the new show. We should definitely send gifts to our celebrity guests.
Yeah.
This man is lying.
And question number 14, are you or have you ever been a member of the Communist Party, either here or in Canada?
Absolutely no.
Okay. No. Right. Tom Green, good ladies answer. And gentlemen. If you haven't been to this website, I recommend it wholeheartedly. It's tomgreen.com. It is a full-fledged, regular talk show that you can see. Also see snippets of everything that Tom has done recently. And you heard he might be coming to a location near you with that incredible mega van that he's going to have with all the cameras on
it. As he says, shoot him an email or call him at home.
Tom, you're a good guy. We appreciate you coming on the show. And keep us posted on where you're going around the country, okay?
Absolutely, yeah. I'll check in with you guys. I appreciate you having me on. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you very much. Tom Green, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Tom.
See ya. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye. See you, Buzz.
Hey, take care.
See you, Rob.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There he goes. That's Tom Green, and let me see.
Very nice.
I'm going to put him on.
He is more laid back now than he used to be.
He still has that accent, though.
He's got a great Canadian accent.
Who's?
Doesn't
I have a lot of people after the Who's.
Oh, there you go. I love his Canadian. He is so Canadian. He is turbo Canadian. We didn't get to it last break, but we're going to do it right now. Our very first buzz of the day on the Mike O'Meara Show.
A big turnout's expected in Pennsylvania today as Democrats choose between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama in today's primary. You hear
what the hell was that?
Okay, I have to apologize. I can't explain, though.
Okay.
We play Buzz's Actualities off of a computer.
Uh-huh.
And obviously someone has joined my instant messaging forum. Duh. I'm sorry. I thought I had those turned off.
See, way to go, Brad.
Rob, I thought it was a county election official coming through the door.
Now he's jammed up his computer.
He's ringing the
typically
bell.
We see our highest turnout for presidential election. We're predicting about 60% of the registered Democrats and 30% of the registered Republicans will vote today.
That's
we
a lot.
Haven't been that high on the Democratic side, I think, since 1988. But it's a hotly contested Democratic primary, so that has a tendency to bring out more voters.
You heard him. They haven't been that high since 88. Clinton.
Is this going to bode well for Hillary or Barack? What do you think?
Here's what I think is going to happen. Hillary's going to win, but not by enough to keep her in the race.
Okay.
That's what I think is going to happen.
We'll see if it happens.
And I think she'll be Obama's running mate.
Really?
That's my prediction. You heard
bold
it here
predictions
first.
From Mr.
That
Burbank.
Is bold.
Clinton leads in the latest polls, but superdelegates will be watching that margin of victory, as we've been telling you about. Political wise guy Bob Seska will be on the Mike O'Mara Show next hour reporting from the Keystone State. The debate continues about whether that is or isn't kid star Miley Cyrus in some racy photos. The 15-year-old singer is apparently seen in one shot exposing her bright green bra and making out with a boyfriend into her underwear in some other photos.
I'll make a bold prediction.
Go ahead.
I predict that is not Miley Cyrus in those pictures because I looked at them today, and that Miley Cyrus will be Barack's running mate.
Is this a Photoshop scandal we're talking
about?
I don't
even think it's her face. Her face.
Oh, really?
It looks like her a little bit, but not enough.
And
not
she
for me.
Doesn't, you know, really, in fairness, I know she's kind of like 15 going on 30.
Right.
Looks like an older girl that was in the pictures, too.
Yeah, I don't think it's her.
Okay.
Despite yesterday's scary story in the New York Post, we're now hearing that American Idol champ Jordan Sparks does not have a career-threatening condition. She did have to cancel some shows this week for a fairly serious injury to her vocal cords.
All right, filed this under the heading of, I had no idea.
Really?
No, what happened to her?
It was an eclair. No, I'm kidding.
She blew out her vocal cords. She just caused some damage, some injury there.
It wasn't an eclair.
It wasn't an eclair.
She was trying to ingest an entire Napoleon, and unfortunately it didn't go well.
It was a hemorrhage, no?
Yes, it was. That's exactly what it
was. A vocal hemorrhage?
Yeah, and that's pretty serious, but she's under good care. She's resting now, and she'll soon be getting training on how to better care for her voice.
Oh, good for her.
Sinatra had a hemorrhage, and it actually made his voice better when he healed.
Yeah, it came back. The main event, 1975, I think.
That's about right.
Mm-hmm.
And Dan Snyder's apparently making the Washington Redskins cheerleaders available for rental.
This is not for the cheerleaders. This is for Dan Snyder.
Oh,
thank
Dan.
You.
The new Premier Cricket League debuted in India last weekend, and the Redskins cheerleaders were there as part of a $1.5 million pregame show.
Can we get the Redskins cheerleaders here?
Sure.
Just for the hell of it?
If you rent them.
Soon as they get back from India.
I'll send them a Sonicare toothbrush.
That'll be good in a grill.
11 of the cheerleaders stayed behind to teach their moves to some local women there. Coming up in your second buzz today, new privacy measures for men's restrooms. And coming up in the final buzz, the UFOs are back. Oh, and something about the Pennsylvania primary. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Lots more for you coming up. Call us at 877-365-3636. We will be right this after back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.